At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Hey, yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Glad to hear it. Not going to be a dumpster fire day, Bandit. What's wrong?
Man, it's nice out. Some guy on Twitch, Bandit.
It's nice.
He's having a dumpster fire day. I was like, I know. Sometimes we watch people talk on this thing. They chat. I know that dude like had sex with his girlfriend's sister or something. So I figured just one of those guys, man.
Yeah.
When you have sex with your girlfriend's sister, you put yourself in a real category. And I'm not judging. I've just never had a girlfriend with a sister.
I was going to say, maybe the opportunity just presented itself, because I don't think I've ever had an opportunity.
No, I'm not saying that I wouldn't. If I had the opportunity, right. I absolutely would.
Yeah.
That said, it's a certain type of guy that would do that. And, that type of guy tends to have dumpster fire days. Usually because we bring them upon ourselves. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah. True. I get it. I get what you're saying.
Live your life in a world where, like, you would sleep with your girlfriend's sister, if you live your life, and that, like, appalls you, I assume you have less dumpster fire days because you bring less trouble to yourself.
That's
normal. Look, you're trying to fight it, but it's true.
I get
all three of us are those types of guys, and all three of us have dumpster fire days constantly on things that we've done ourselves, to ourselves.
100% right.
Yep. I made this bad choice. I made a choice. I made this. I did that wrong. It could be anything. Late to work? Why are you late to work? Because I drank 22 claws last night. That's a bad choice. The guy who goes home and drinks 22 claws is the same type of guy who has sex with his sister's girlfriend.
Sister's girlfriend. Yeah, exactly.
Man, that too.
Yeah. Yes. I guess it's just hard for me to imagine, and I know you've told me this many times, so I get it. It's true. Just hard to remember that there are guys out there who would say no in a situation that presented itself like that. If it presented itself... I don't know exactly what happened in Bandit's situation, but if you're at a party, you're drunk, you're fighting with your girlfriend, whatever, the sister's coming on to you, well, then, yeah. You know.
Of course.
Who amongst us wouldn't? But I get it. There are guys who wouldn't.
Well, also, we've seen it now. I mean, it's become, porn is just kind of normalized a lot of things that a lot of people used to think was appalling.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. And now you're like, man, I guess, yeah.
It's glorified, sure. Not just normalized, yeah. Like this is what you want.
I think if you went on any porn site right now and just put in, you know, cheating with wife's sister, I can't imagine the amount of videos that are available to you.
Endless.
Cheating on sister with mom's stepbrother. Like, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
There's thousands of them, man. Go ahead.
Yeah. The kid that I used to do credit card fraud with, allegedly, when I was a kid.
See, here we go. He, the guy who brings trouble upon himself.
Exactly. And his dad got remarried. And suddenly there was a new family moving into the house, a stepmom and her daughters.
Yeah.
And these daughters were our age, and they were gorgeous.
Yeah.
You couldn't even talk about it. If anyone said, if he were to even say, like, well, you know, yeah, she's pretty. Oh, gross, dude. That's your sister. Now, it wasn't his sister.
No.
It's a stepsister. It's a stepsister. And they'd only just started living together. I mean, you know, it was so obvious. I couldn't even believe that the parents were moving in together. I thought, wait until they're out of high school. Right. Because here you've got.
It's a recipe for disaster.
It's a total recipe for disaster.
The first few weeks in that house, can you imagine?
Yes, I was there. I mean, we were over there all the time because you're waiting for an opportunity, hoping that she's going to, you know, run in with the towel on, asking if she can, you know, why isn't there any hot water?
Did she?
I didn't see it, but, you know, he saw a few things. But I don't know what he was up to. He may have been drilling holes in walls.
I can't imagine how uncomfortable that is.
To live with that guy?
Well, to just live with new brothers. Like, hey, I know a lot of people do it. The Brady Bunch did it. And
I did it.
You did it. I just can't imagine how, even like just a stepmom.
I know.
And I'm not saying in like a hot sexual way. Like, so you live with your kids, your dad, you have your kids there. And then this lady comes in. And they may even like her. But is anybody, and I guess you did it. Does anybody act the same again? I feel like my kids would act different if there was a new lady. Even if they liked her, they'd be like, oh, we can't do this. But I feel like you would feel less comfortable in your home. Now, you moved to a dude's home, so I can't imagine how. So I guess there would be a point of them where they would at least be like, well, this is our house.
Right.
Right? But
right.
If you moved
for
into.
Sure.
So there's part of that, but still you're like, hey. You really can't go down there right now, or you better pick up after yourself because Claire's here and she's going to bitch about, right? Like,
yeah,
whatever.
My stepbrothers were definitely like that. And then we built onto the house so me and my sister could have room. So it was me, my sister, and my two stepbrothers. And within a year, my sister had moved to her dad's, the stepbrothers had moved to their mom's, and I was the only kid there. And we had these six rooms with just me there.
Because it was so awkward?
Because it was awkward, yeah.
Right. And it was still probably, I know you loved your stepdad.
Of course.
But it was still kind of like, this is his crib,
of course,
right?
Yeah.
You're kind of like a guest in
I will
it.
Say the new, like, little wing, the new little addition felt like mine.
Okay, yeah.
But still, like,
but
the,
so you
the
knew
of
that
house,
he funded it. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's that feeling. There absolutely is. My friends, I mean, we all saw it if you had friends or if you lived it, that there is that, you know who's paying for this place.
Yes.
And so both parties, like you said,
no,
can feel uncomfortable.
I don't think it happens if they're young. Like, my sister moved, you know, they adopted.
That's normal.
My dad adopted her before I was even born, so.
Yeah.
I think it's totally different.
Once you get into, like 9, 10, if you're old enough to remember. You're like, well,
let alone if you were in high school, which is what was happening with my buddy. In high school, two hot stepsisters moving in. I mean, these are two hot classmates. That's all it was.
It's a 90s movie, man.
Yeah, and they're moving into your house. When you are at your absolute horniest, and you are at your worst when it comes to being able to have sex. You're having a tough time, right? I mean, at this point, I think we were young enough, probably we were still virgins.
Did they all go to school together?
Yes. Everyone went to school together. A lot of times he was asked to drive them to school.
That is the plot of a 90s
movie. And I ended up dating one of them. That was like, yes.
Nice.
That was like my first real girlfriend.
Slimmy.
Yeah. Yeah. And trust me.
So they weren't that hot.
Wait, hold on. Was that?
Well, her sister was the hot one. Her sister was the hot one. I'll give you that.
The Church of Laszlo.
All right, so three dumbest reasons you've ever broke up with someone. You give me two, but I wasn't positive that those cracked the top two.
Like, yeah, that's two.
One you said was because you were trying to hide her from your mother.
Yeah, I didn't want her to meet my parents, my sister, my aunt and uncle. And I just didn't want to do the whole Christmas stuff. Not because
you didn't think she was good enough.
No. I thought she was cool. I liked everything about her. There was nothing wrong with her. Like, she was almost perfect. I would say she was perfect.
Of course,
as a matter of fact, like 4 years later, a buddy of mine, my best man at my wedding called me and was like, man, do you mind if I date her?
Oh, really?
He's like, you know, we went out. Like, apparently they were had a college class together. And he's like, and your name came up and we just started talking. He's like, and Like, she's really cool. I'm like, yo, man, she's really, you're good for you. Yeah. Like, it didn't bother me at all. I was like, yes, you need, it's perfect.
You regretted it a little bit that you hadn't?
Well, yeah, but I was also like, yeah, I mean, she's awesome. And so are you. Like, you know,
sure.
I'm the idiot here, yeah. So I wasn't upset at all.
So she's also one that got away a little bit.
No, maybe. I mean, I ended up dating her best friend. They were roommates later on, and I liked her best friend better anyway, so
well, that
ended up fine.
That happens.
You know what I mean? So.
So we put that at number 3.
I guess
three.
Those two girls that lived together would be somewhere around. But both of them were ones that got away, though,
okay.
For sure.
Okay. So not wanting your family to be around. Not wanting her to be around your family because you don't. Because you're embarrassed of your family, basically.
Yes, really.
You don't want to deal with that.
And not like
not
them,
embarrassed
like
of her.
The way they look, but just the way they act.
Of
like,
course.
I knew that. Like,
everybody
at the time,
knows
to be like,
family.
Oh, you love my little boy. Like, Jesus Christ.
Right,
man.
Right. It's always something. I mean, some people, they've got an alcoholic parent or they've got whatever it is. I think most people can relate to that feeling of it. Goes all the way back to childhood when you make a friend and it's like, are we going to become good enough friends that we go over each other's houses? And for me, at least, when I was a little kid, the fear was, well, I don't want you to meet my parents.
Right.
Because, you know, maybe you won't be good
enough
for them.
That's the opposite of my parents. When my kids bring their friends over or whatever.
Yeah, just
I, like, don't even get up.
Totally laid
I'm
back.
I'm just laying in a chair, watch TV, football's on, they're like, hey, and I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Like, I don't,
don't need to come over and get your background check and all that.
Right.
That's what
talk.
It felt like when I was a kid.
Yeah, same with me. So what do you plan on doing? Like, it was all that horrifying stuff you see in movies that's just over the top.
Yep.
In a real small family. So, like, you couldn't even get away with it. Like, I would go to some girlfriend's house and they have, like, you know, 30 people over there.
Right.
Well, then it's like, fine. Like, you know, but with mine, it was like
that's
7 people.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's like,
that is horrible.
Like, yeah. I'm like, well,
just
where's your family?
Circle.
This is my entire family.
Right.
And you get to meet them all right now.
Just
Jesus
in
Christ.
This little, you can all fit at the table.
Asking you what you're studying in junior college. Like, I can't. I can't.
That should be a good measurement. If it's few enough people that they can all fit at the dinner table, it's
that's
not
right.
enough. Then it's
right.
not enough.
Right. It's
because
not
that's just going to be too uncomfortable. Okay, so not introducing to the family.
The haircut.
Then a girl got a haircut you didn't like. I don't think that's so crazy, but I know people would say it's a dumb reason because hair does technically grow back, but feels like it takes a long time, especially at that age. But how bad was the haircut?
I didn't like her as a person.
How bad was the haircut, though?
I was just attracted to her.
How different was it from the haircut
really
she had?
It was really different.
Like she went from long to short?
Yeah.
I think that's reasonable. I mean, she took a chance.
Right.
She decided, like...
Well, Billy Bragg said she cut her hair and I stopped loving her, so there you go.
It's fair.
If you like English folk music, you can look that up.
So her
if
hair's
don't,
long,
then
it goes to, like, school teacher short kind of thing, or...
Yeah, and, like, curly when it wasn't.
Forget it. Forget
By the way, I see her now. It's back to the way it was.
Well, of course, but you didn't have time to wait for that.
No.
That's forever and a day back then. Mm-hmm. So you think?
But I remember then her friend said she thinks you broke up with her because she got her hair cut. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Of course.
But my head, I'm like, damn. They like everybody knows. Like,
it was
course.
So obvious. It was the day she came to school with the new haircut.
You gotta stop talking to her.
Yeah, yeah. So is that number one, the haircut, you think?
Yeah, and then maybe the girl that we didn't date, but we felt like we were the girl who had the reading problem.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Snowcone, do you remember the reading problem? Because I sure do. Let me read something to you here. I'll refresh your memory. Let me find an article.
I really got along with her. We would go to parties together. I never had a class with her. You know, I mean, we were going out, I would think.
Wasn't it like after the end of every sentence?
Yes. And then one day we had class together. Like one year we had class together, like the 10th grade or something. Like I've known her since the 8th grade. Well, somewhere in class, she's sitting next to me, and they're like, you know, we're reading out of a book, I don't know, War and Peace or something,
yeah.
And she's just like, you know, welcome to the Church of Laszlo, listen wherever you get your podcasts, and then there's a pause, and she goes,
like she's
rewinding. Like an alien or something,
I looked
over at her, and like two of my buddies were like, what the... And I was like,
it's gotta be terrorist.
I was like, all right, well, that's that
the
just
first time too.
That just
like,
maybe I heard,
of course.
Yeah. Maybe I heard,
she's already associated with
right.
you. Oh no, like you already like this girl.
The first time, you're like, okay, that was just a.
Well,
right.
I thought maybe she's like,
keep reading, Sheila.
Like maybe. I don't know what happened. Like, maybe, you know, she's... I don't know what happened.
It could
like,
be a lisp. It could
she,
be...
But I didn't think, like, but this won't happen again.
Right.
You know, maybe
right.
she just got... Maybe she's nervous.
What's the truth if that ever happened?
And that's fine, right? It was nervous. She was like, rah, 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 and did it to herself in her head.
Yeah.
And then she, like, read
trying
a chapter.
Trying to be funny.
Like, she read a chapter right. like that.
A damn chapter.
Well, at least a page and a half, however what you read there.
Felt like a chapter.
Felt paragraph. Like forever.
Yeah.
Forever. And then I was like, I cannot date you anymore.
By the way,
which I'm sure, like, you know, like she's all brokenhearted, you idiot. But, you know, that was probably the dumbest one. I think that's the dumbest one. Like, who cares?
God, that feels legitimate to me. I don't know.
She probably never read in the class again. It was one time. Like,
So you're going to get married and she's going to sit and read some? Did you see this in the paper, honey? Judge James Crowell.
I think if we loved each other, I'd be like, don't read out loud.
Yeah, well, no kidding. I guess that'd be a problem,
don't
too.
Don't do that.
Don't read me directions from the GPS.
Right.
Don't read your text.
I would always avoid it.
She's just sitting there looking at her phone, reading text to herself, and you're...
It was weird, man.
It would have gotten worse.
I still don't know what it is.
Sounds like Tourette's.
I know Tourette's, but Tourette's is like a tick where it happens. It could happen anytime. This only... Look, man, I spent a lot of time with her. We hung out in her room and laid in bed and listened to music. Never happened. Only happened after she read out of a book in class.
That could be like OCD.
I don't even think, like, maybe she probably read stuff to me.
Yeah.
You know, like lyrics to a song or something, and it never happened.
So just in class.
Literally in class next to each other reading Great Expectations or something. Like, what?
Yeah.
What is happening?
It could still be Tourette's. It's just only very specific things kind of set it off.
You have to do a certain thing after
yeah.
a certain thing.
Yeah, maybe. Oh,
God damn.
Well, I think that's decent. I knew Snow Cone would have...
I've got her on the hotline now. Let's go to her.
Yeah, let's go to her.
Don't ever read script. Don't ever read a commercial. The editing will take forever.
You just play it in reverse. It works out fine.
Yeah, that's it.
Like just play it backwards, boys. Perfect.
Paul is dead. The devil is here. That's what it sounded like, really. Like, real quick and kind of high-pitched. Yeah, but it wasn't, like, long. It was just, like, again, like...
Yeah,
and then on the next thing, I'm like...
It's long enough.
And I just remember, like, all the weight just dropping out of me. Like, man.
Oh, the air in the room just being sucked out.
Well, at least other people, they were like, wow, that's weird. But I don't think they got the same thing I did. I'm like, wow, I thought I loved you.
That's the girl I've been thinking about when I go home at night.
What is happening?
Yes, right. I told my friends.
We spent time together.
That's bad. That's bad. No, it is different thing because now you feel you're associated with this.
Did you break up with her that day or did you give it a couple days? What reason?
No,
did you
just
tell
for
her?
Kind of. I didn't do anything. I just kind of, you know, we just didn't hang out as
just
much anymore. You know, yeah. Like I didn't go to her house or whatever.
Just write her a note and then when she
I
reads
don't think
it,
there was any breakup needed, you know. It wasn't like.
Right, it wasn't a real relationship yet. It was just a girl that you liked and were
hung out
being friendly with, and then you decided to
some
stop being friendly.
We hung out at our house and her parents were at work or something. But it wasn't anything like, plus, you know, there's no cell phones, so it was like she couldn't text me and ask. I just didn't go to her house after school.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, those are pretty good. The ones I came up with, honorable mention would be the cats, that girl that I was seeing. She had too many cats. Is that a dumb reason, though? Her house smelled bad.
Yeah,
she had a broken window. Well, I figured I'd have to go there sometime. She's going to want to hang out at her place. I don't know. It was tough. She was very pretty. But it all felt like, you know, that feeling of why is this pretty person this pretty wanting to talk to me anyway? I knew what I looked like and all those things. And then you get there, you see the cats, you see the broken window, it stinks, and
if
you think there's something.
Bad, like
it smelled so bad.
Then no, man.
It smelled like
legit.
That wouldn't bother me at all.
It smelled horrible. You couldn't breathe.
No, because
you
didn't wait. When she came over before that, she didn't smell like cat piss.
I never
right?
noticed it.
Right, she didn't notice it. So I think for the most part, I'd be like, wow, this girl should clean her house.
But if she's going to have to be going over there.
Which I don't know if I would
have. You had a place.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have had to.
Yeah, you would have to. Every once in a while, you got to drop her off and walk her in there and be like, Jesus Christ.
I think I saw it as like, here's the sign.
I think I'd be as open if I was that cool. I'd be like, how smells like cat piss, for Christ's sake?
Yeah,
right.
Like, I don't think it would bother me at all.
Doesn't it kind of taint the person? Like,
yes,
you know this person
goes more to it.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, I mean, you're like, man, you sleep in this house, it smells like cat piss.
Now you'd be sensitive to every smell. I'll start to notice it.
Real hot. And always came over to my place, like, whatever.
She wore the same T-shirt a lot, too, which, anyway, that was an honorable mention. The number three, I did smell, which was actual smell, because it was a girl that I dated, and I just thought something was off with her
pheromones.
When we'd have sex, I'm like, she was very pretty, very sweet, we got along great. But there always was this, like, and it's not, she didn't smell bad, I don't know how to describe
it. No, it's
there
a
was
thing,
something
I've read about it before, I've been through
clicking.
That before, and it's like, some people's smells just don't
jive.
Right.
The pheromones.
And I don't know if she got it from me or not, because obviously I wasn't going to bring it up.
It's legit.
But it was really difficult when we would kiss, when we would have sex, anytime we were intimate. It was just like, there's something not.
Did you try buying her perfume?
All kinds of stuff like
that. Yeah, it didn't work?
Yep. It did not
the
work.
The pheromones are stronger.
It's just stronger. So the smell, but you know, I don't know if that's legit
or not.
You
got to get that 80s perfume.
Yeah.
1980s perfume in cologne was strong. If you can find that original.
And cheap. Just spray
it on. I read a thing about it. Off topic a little bit on why 80s perfume and cologne was so strong, because you could smoke inside. So they were like, if you didn't have, no, it was because if you didn't have cologne that was super strong, it wouldn't cut through the smoke for other people to smell it because everything smelled like smoke. And now it doesn't have to be that. Now, if you go in and there is no smoke in the room or whatever, if you made it that strong, it would be overbearing.
Interesting.
I was like, that's a fascinating little tidbit.
A little Laszlo fact for you. I did the heart in a picture frame thing because I really liked that girl. But when I went to pick her up that time, I think I told you this, and she grabbed her purse with her keys. She had suddenly out of nowhere a little heart frame, picture frame on her purse, and had a picture of the two of us on it.
Well, you just like her.
Well, I did like her like that. I loved her.
How long have you been dating?
This was probably like maybe the third time we were going to go out. Ooh. You know, so we've been on a couple dates, but I really liked her a lot. But that heart picture frame,
well, you really liked her a lot. She was in.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems like a lot.
You went out for the, but you just said it the three times. You said you loved her.
I really loved her.
So you felt it as strong as she did. I would see getting out if I was like, man, whoa.
I know.
I'm not even sure I remember your last name. What are we doing here?
Again, I thought like, obviously, of course there's something wrong with her. Of course. Anyone who's into me this much, there's obviously something wrong with her, you know? She's way too into me. Yeah, you got to play a little bit harder to get. This is crazy. And then I did braces for the... dumbest, which I mentioned earlier. But the bad thing about the braces is she did keep saying, I'm going to get braces and I'm so nervous. And I was being honest when I said, who cares? Because plenty of cute girls have braces, right? It wasn't a problem. We're in ninth grade. And I really was not concerned at all. And I kept telling her, you're crazy for being so worried about this. And then she got the braces and I was like,
And so she knew. She was like, God damn
it. I waited. I just started treating her poorly. And so it took weeks for it to finally end. She finally approached me in the hallway one day and said, what is going on? And I said, nothing. She's like, is something wrong? And I said, no. Is something wrong with you? And she goes, I just feel like we're distant. I go, I just got to get to class. And so then she wrote me a letter and broke up with me. And I was,
yes,
she did it. I knew Snowcone would have zero stories when it comes to
I don't think that dumbasses ever broke up with anybody.
He doesn't break up with anybody.
I have. Who have you broken up with? There's no way.
Yeah, I can name them.
If you broke up with them, you tried getting back with them.
Well, I know I had a girl that I dated for like 2 years, was living with her when I first started the radio station.
Yeah?
And I broke up with her. And because I was going to lots of shows, and I was, you know, 20 and working at a radio station, and there were girls around, so...
20?
Well, 20, I was in my 20s.
So. I was going to say, okay, I thought you were like 29.
So I just, you know, and it was getting a little stale anyway, so I broke up with her.
Okay.
What'd you say to her?
I can't remember. Just that, like, hey, you know, it's not working out, and it's not you, it's me kind of thing.
And that's
know.
Because you started dating the promotions chick here?
That is true.
That was pretty close.
Yeah,
that was
pretty close after, together. Right? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health KS.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almacid.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture.
But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.